This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Welcome to Bit Season episode 76. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
Beware the Ides of March. Special episode.
That's a great movie starring George Clooney. Have you seen that? The Ides of March?
I have not.
Political thriller.
Thriller in this climate? Sounds very appropriate.
Well, climate 10 years ago, whatever it was. Filmed in D.C., I believe.
I did not know that.
Maybe it was Cincinnati.
Very different.
Can't remember. That doesn't matter.
Famous chili in both.
What the real meat of the issue is of today's show is Valdez wants to talk about Diplo. And he says, we really got to talk about Diplo, guys.
That's not true.
Did you not just say that?
I kind of did.
I thought we were done with Diplo, but Valdez wants to do it on the wrap-up show.
No. I find it amazing. Maybe amazing is the wrong word. I find it interesting. No, intriguing is the wrong word, too.
Yeah, I know what word you want to use. Hot.
No, that's a falsehood. I find it mind-boggling that you can be so over-sex that you need male blowjobs to counter that.
Well, how...
My guess is... Diplo is slaying EDM chick every night, and then he just got so tired of it, he decided to go visit her glory days.
I realize that I'm not in the EDM world, but I feel like the name Diplo is way more famous than the song of Diplo.
He's like I would equate him to like the DJ Khaled
DJ
world.
Khaled, but recognizable.
Oh yeah.
If you would have showed me a picture of Diplo yesterday, I don't think I would have said, "Oh, that's the DJ."
Know, but you know what the name Diplo is.
Oh, of course. No, that's what I'm saying.
You
the
see
name,
it, like on every track. And
oh, yeah, the name. The song, of course, he's got his own channel. I'm serious. I just didn't really know that's what he looked like. I guess that once I saw the picture, I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's Diplo." But for a guy that's gotten so much poontang that he needs to sexual experiences with guys.
It's the confusing part because like he just looks like your regular old, you know, heartthrob dude, right?
Stud.
Yeah, he looks like a stud.
Can you imagine if you're on the other like end a normal of guy hole? To me? He looks like a normal. You're really hung up on the glory part.
I know.
Of this. I think you're fantasizing a little
the glory
bit.
Day joke.
It's been a genre of mine. Not recently, in the past. That's how I know a lot about it.
Is that are those real?
No, you think those are real? No, they're completely staged.
No, but I've seen them on Reddit where like women talk about it.
Oh, you've seen them on Reddit?
Not often. Okay,
can
but
you send me that link.
Why
are you holding back on that link?
I've always been a proponent of subreddits for my alone time. I've been singing that song for 10 years. What? Like, if I wanted to go
to a glory hole in Loudoun County? Would I be able to find one in like 10 minutes? I honestly have no idea.
No,
I don't think so.
Butt inside?
Yeah.
I think you got to find those at like truck stops.
No, that's the other fascination. truck stops.
I don't have a fascination with truck stops.
Do you know what's going on at truck stops, Valdez?
So there's something about marriage.
No. Yeah. He's caught in the porn world. It's big, fat, hairy guys eating potato chips in the cab of their semi. That's what's going on at truck stops. Valdez thinks it's just nonstop sex with lot lizards.
Lot lizards.
He loves saying lot lizards.
I do like saying lot lizards.
I don't think... You think that this is the Hugh Hefner thing with Diplo?
Yes, that's exactly what I think.
That he's so tired of sex with women because he's had it so many times that he just needs to try something new.
Correct. We're not shaming him, except for Ryan Clary over there.
Whoa.
We're not shaming him for it. We just find it interesting because we've never experienced that.
Well,
that amount of sex in our life.
What I'm having a hard time processing is that he says he's 100% sure he's had oral sex from a male, but he can't recall the details.
that's why the glory days comes into it.
All right, so the details are foggy. He never made eye contact.
No, but he can feel his beard.
But no, that would be a detail. He was told that it was a guy, that there was a male on the other side.
Well, it's obvious.
Maybe it feels silly.
It's obvious.
Maybe Diplo's on to something.
He didn't check what was under the hood.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine from that. This is an awkward conversation.
Yeah, it is
bad. I really want to talk about it. I don't want to get fired.
Why would you be fired? We're not saying anything inappropriate.
No, we're not. People might think.
I think people think you're into it. I think that's what people think is going on.
I don't. I'm not into closing my eyes with a guy. I'm just putting that out there.
Well, the good news is that we have a lot of
yes.
inside junks discussions to talk about this week. It's free agency time. The NFL said that is taking up most of the time during the show, but all kinds of little things that Valdez and Stallion and I pick up on. Also, I want to get into Stallion's dating life, and I want to get your thoughts on it. Now, Stallion always says, let's talk about me at the end of the show, because people will turn off the podcast if you talk about me early. But I think this is worthwhile, Valdez.
Okay.
And
is this a Chat GPT segment of Stallion's?
No.
I'm thinking about programming his laugh through Chat GPT.
Good job on that, by the way.
That bombed.
No, it didn't. It was good for like 5 minutes, and then they lost
interest. Nobody else was throwing anything creative out there.
There was no comedy pyramid?
No, the comedy pyramid stopped at the base.
No, it stopped when JP didn't realize that he brings up thermostats all the time.
Were we the only ones that noticed that? Obviously, since
the biddies know this.
Well, yeah, since we brought it up. There's topics that are evergreen on the Junkies. It's weather, okay? It's Jason's Amazon list.
Tipping. Parking.
Thermostat.
We've gone over this before. The thermostat is the guy's got nothing. That's when they bring that up. They got nothing to say.
Tipping, parking, thermostat, and weather. That's the Mount Rushmore of Junkies evergreen.
Right.
But anyway, sorry to derail.
No, I got distracted. You said something about JP, and then I remember that my tilt of the week with JP. Uh-huh. He always makes my tilt of the week. I was trying to think of one.
Hey, that's our evergreen.
that's my evergreen tilt of the week. You know, it was when JP was giggling today about Cade Cavalli tearing his elbow off. Oh, yeah. I didn't understand it. Like, why did he think that was funny?
It could have been defense mechanism. Nervous laughter.
No, it wasn't. And I'll tell you what it is. He thinks the Nationals are a punchline in a joke. So it's funny to him that another prospect, another ding to the team of being bad this year.
How many times is he going to start you saying Strasburg 2.0?
Hopefully I never hear that again. But that was my tilt of the week. In fact, I said to Valdez, why is he laughing? That's not funny.
Blew out at his elbow.
Yeah.
God.
Well, we'll have to see what happens with him. I know we don't do sports on the show, but we do inside junkies.
Yeah.
All right. So yes, Stallion's yes, dating
Stallion.
Life.
Stallion.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So Stallion, we addressed him 2 weeks ago on the show when he and JP Flame were desperately trying to talk about his sexcapades.
Oh, yes.
With porn star.
Yes, when we brought in the high school class.
Uh-huh.
And Stallion wouldn't stop talking about porno.
And do you remember why,
inside this show, why
Stallion really wanted to flex muscles? Yes,
we found out that Stallion was trying to flex dating and seeing and interacting with a porn star in front of an ex-girlfriend's sister
who was
in the class.
And he wanted
Ward. It's actually kind of a low-key brilliant move.
Thank you.
So instead of going straight to the well, you're kind of poisoning the outer source to bring back to the well.
Exactly.
So I know what you're doing. What's the social network thing? It's the little bighorn theory. You build up everything around the main campus and have it bring it to the main campus.
I think what the phrase is called toxic masculinity.
Okay. It's not wrong. Okay.
That's hot right now.
It's so hot. Right now. Isn't that a toxic masculinity thing? Like making a woman feel bad
make her feel inferior because you're slinging it with a more sexually experienced person.
Okay. Well, first off, she already knew about those Lisa Ann and Devers, but she may have needed a little reminder. But then again, we never talked about it. We never talked about it with JP. We never got to it. So, but I'm sure the kids Googled it. But yeah, so, I'm in some.
This is a roundabout way of sending her the segment. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's essentially that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to make her hear the segment. And this is his roundabout way of her listening to it.
But this is what, like, he opens up on, because he opens up on Bit Season because he knows that her dad won't hear it.
Yes.
Because her dad listens to the Junkies, but he's not so crazy about the show that he would listen to the producers.
He's not a bitty.
The producers
not a bitty.
Ramble on about nothing. All right. So now there's the background of Stallion.
And now there's an update to all of this drama.
The update is...
By the way, Stallion's looking skinny, too.
I know.
Thank
he's lost 30 pounds.
He looks really good.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just letting you know that.
You know who else thinks he looks good? Well, she probably does, too.
Nice.
No. The person who thinks he looked good is his ex-girlfriend who he's been seeing.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yep. Yep.
Maybe
Holy,
even
that's a bombshell.
It is
possibly
a bombshell.
Dating.
It's gone quick.
This progressed quickly.
It did. It did.
All right. So, whoa. So, does the sister do your dirty work and go back and mention it?
So,
or does the father hear it on the Junkies?
I don't know if the father has heard anything on the Junkies.
Okay.
But the sister did not tell her anything because we never got to the Lisa Ann story. JP just kept on hinting at it.
Okay.
They would have no idea.
But, okay.
So here's what happened. I knew I was going to shoot my shot eventually. I just knew it was coming.
Why did you break up to begin with?
Well, this was like back in high school.
All right.
I mean, just.
They dated 5 years, 5 or 6 years ago. They were
juniors
in high school when they dated.
Oh,
okay.
High school love.
But apparently, Ryan had contacted her a few times, or they had sent like a message to each other in the last month or so.
Yeah, we've been.
She went to a college. You stayed at home.
Yeah, I was the loser. So we rekindled on New Year's. Even had a New Year's kiss. It was a good time. It was a great time.
This is when the floodgates open.
Exactly.
About your feels. This is when you started getting your feels back.
Sure.
You know what I love about Stallion?
What?
Is that this guy, are you 24 yet?
23.
Still 23.
And he's still hung up on his...
No.
Not only is he hung up on his junior high school girlfriend, he's hanging out with all the high school bros all the time.
Hold on. Was this at the...
Those are like, he's living the hometown life.
Are you dazed and confused right now?
These girls, I
keep getting older and these girls keep staying the same age.
You know how after you go to college and you stop talking to people from high school.
Of course.
Ryan Clary never got that message.
It's college is when you can reinvent yourself. And then all of a sudden, you're your own PR brand.
I get it. But Ryan, George Mason, there's none of that.
Ryan is Mr. Annandale through and through. Yeah. Like, this guy ain't ever leaving.
You know what I didn't do? I didn't bring my boys from high school to college to go ruin the mystique that I just built up.
My boys and I have been telling them for the last four years.
All these chicks think I'm cool, and all these guys want to hang out with me. I don't want to ruin that fantasy by bringing my old guys back.
I get it. My boys and I were tight. We're a very tight group. We've known each other since we were little kids.
This guy's like LeBron over here.
I'm bringing the boys along with the ride. But, all right. So, yeah, over the last month, we've kind of been texting, going back and forth a little bit. Last week, I decided to shoot my shot, and I was like, I'm going to hit her up, and let's go see Creed 3. And so, because she loves Michael B. Jordan. And so, we went to Creed 3. We had a great time. Stayed about an hour after at a bar over in Boston and had some drinks. Had a good time. So we had the funeral this past weekend.
Right. And then a family friend.
Good family friend of ours.
Both of you guys.
Of both of ours. And so,
I tell you, these guys, they're all connected.
We are a very tight group. And so
someone else, buddy from high school.
Are you sure?
Dad.
Are you sure that she's not related to you?
No. Yeah.
She's definitely not related to him.
Oh.
Say why.
She's a sister.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah. Mixed. She's mixed.
Uh-huh. Okay. That still counts.
Are you impressed by that? I'm impressed.
I didn't know Stallion has Riz.
I know. He's a Riz King over here. Riz.
And so.
I'm happy I got to use the word Riz today. Yeah. I didn't know you had Riz like that. I'm sorry, calling you Ryan Davidson.
I'd be size. So we're at the funeral, there for about an hour, Catholic church, long funeral.
Okay.
Afterwards.
Say open wide. I have something other than a wafer for you. All
right, sorry. At the after party is where things really kicked off.
Okay.
So the family, the father who passed away, he loved this place in Falls Church called Ireland Four Provinces. It's kind of like a dive bar in Falls Church City, but it's a sweet spot. They rented out the entire place, open bar, everything for 5 hours
open
after the
bar.
Love Four Provinces.
Exactly. Love Four Provinces.
Good spot.
I've never heard of it. I gotta
gotta hit it up.
Right there on
Route 7.
Is it in the downtown Falls Church?
Yes.
Right where we were the other
week.
Okay. Right,
I know
right
exactly
by the
where
State
it is.
Theater.
Yeah.
And so that's when we kind of hit it off again, and we were talking a lot at the bar, having a good time, having a lot of drinks. And then,
hey, let's do a car bomb. Right.
Yeah,
in honor of Steve, let's do a car bomb.
All right.
Most people don't refer to the gathering after a funeral as the after party.
Well, that's what they referred it to as, because this guy, like, he loved to have a good time. So to speed up the story a little bit, that night at, again, the family's house, there's another really big kind of like after party, and we had a keg.
Oh, there was an after
there was an after after party at their house, and it was a keg party because his father loved keg parties, and so
it must have been in the will to have an after after party.
Was there even a burial?
No, there wasn't. Yeah.
So they just went straight from the service to the party.
Yeah. So to speak, we had a lot of time to talk. Yeah. A lot of time to talk, and now I'm in a dilemma. This process has now sped up to a point to where I don't even want to be in it anymore, and here's why.
Well, hold on. So you had a great weekend last weekend. Oh, 7 days ago, or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. And then
Claire's got the 7-day itch.
So you guys spend, you go to movies, you go to funerals, you go to after parties, you go to bars. You guys are just being
also,
intimate time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what you're not thinking of is the emotion.
Right.
Of, I mean, there's a death, as we're making fun of it, but there's a tragedy, and then all of a sudden they have their emotions together.
Of course. So it's like Will Ferrell in Wedding Crashers when he's doing the thrusting at the funeral, knowing he's going to pork
toast. But it's not just that. It's the fact that they just went, instead of their dating life, went from like 0 to 60 in a span of 2 days.
You know because what I mean? They're thinking about
their emotion,
their soulmate in death, and all that.
Yep. Yep.
It's so heavy, and it's like gasoline in a fire. All of a sudden, they're doing these things together that couples do that are 5 years down the road.
Yes. But here's what I was telling Drab, though.
Okay.
That I can cut all the BS out. I can cut all that out. I've already done the heavy lifting before this. We know each other. She's seen everything of mine. I've seen everything of hers. And so we don't really need to do any, like, get to know each other or anything. We know each other. We're familiar.
Did you guys talk much the last 5 years? After you broke
we've
up?
Talked about twice in 5 years.
Okay.
Before New Year's this year. And so
you guys just got sloppy drunk on New Year's. You had a drunken kiss and just reignited that flame that was simmering.
It was... So we kind of talked at the pre-party at MGM, and so
was this the pre-party for the funeral?
No.
I need a friend like this guy.
No.
Hey guys,
for New Year's.
Funeral's at 4:00. Let's meet at the slots at 2:30.
Yeah. Hey, I have a special reserve craps table. Yeah.
No. Talking about New Year's, we just kind of got along and everything went fine the rest of the night.
Okay.
But here's my big dilemma right now, fellas. As everyone knows, I live with mommy and daddy. I don't want to date someone while I'm living with mommy and daddy and I need to move out. But here's my problem. No one wants to move out right now. Not a single soul wants to move out. So I feel like I could ruin this situationship by not wanting to be with mommy and daddy and this girl.
Okay.
Are you talking about making her your girlfriend? Like, you guys have already gotten to this part already.
I don't know.
Exclusive.
We're going down those train tracks right now.
Okay.
Unless if this was East Palestine, but.
Topical. That's very topical humor. Right. That's very morbid and topical humor.
All right. Okay. So you guys are having such in-depth conversations where you've already had the DTR talk.
Down to
determine the relationship.
Oh.
No, we have not had that yet.
What
we have not had that.
Like she called it's called the what is this?
Yes.
What are we?
Yes.
Yes. We have not had that
okay.
yet.
Okay.
But you see it coming down the road.
I see it coming
and
down
you
the
want,
road.
And you want to check raise her and say, well, this is me and you together. But you don't want to do that with mommy and daddy.
Yes, and she lives with her parents as well.
Oh,
I will
then
say.
What's the issue?
Okay, here's what the issue is. He's not saying it. It's not a, this is where I'm living on my own, like we can actually have a real relationship. He wants to f*** her. And he can't because he lives at mommy's and she lives at mommy's.
Yeah.
And he has a little tiny car.
How did you do it when you guys dated in high school?
Car sex. And I can't do it anymore. I just can't. With the car that I have now, I have like a rip-off Toyota Prius.
We got to get you to see Sam Weiner. Someone from Lindsay give me car sex.
I would be so psyched to trade my car. But I don't have the time for it. And then also, not to mention.
Let me ask you a question. What would happen if you brought her over and then are you allowed to take her to your room by herself?
Yes, I am.
I mean,
but
you're
then
24.
Again,
you're 24 years old.
23.
23 years old.
I know, but here's the thing, my room is right next to my parents' room.
Okay. Well,
so they hear my bed creak at night when I move.
When you're cranking.
What don't you guys got like a? Don't you guys have a rec room or a basement or something you can move into?
We do, but then again, my brother is living down there.
A bunch of losers.
The
clay
is a bunch of losers.
Wait, please tell me he's in high school. Yeah.
No.
Hold on.
He's 24. Well, the Clarys are at home.
you're a full-time brother.
Yeah, I am still.
So, yeah, I didn't know that was your job, full-time brother. Can you say, hey, why don't you go take a walk?
His parents are always home. They don't leave
my
the house.
My parents are practically retired. They are home. They don't go on vacation.
How old are your parents?
They're 62 at this point, like in their 60s.
But don't they have jobs?
I mean, my mom's like a part-time real estate agent still. My dad works during the day. It's like they have very limited work at this point. They've set themselves up nice.
They're probably so disappointed in you and your brother.
They are.
all right, well, what about her parents?
Her parents, they both still work. But here's the thing. I work from, like, I get in at around 11 o'clock every day.
Okay.
And then I'm gone until, like, 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. Her parents both work at schools. And so they're home by 5 o'clock. So it's the same dilemma.
So you don't have a window.
I don't have a window.
There's a window.
But she works at a school also. And she wakes up at like 7 a.m. to leave.
Oh, okay.
So I don't even have that morning window. So here's my thing. I'm in a pickle. I need the boys to help me out here.
What do you need? You want a room? You want a smash pad?
I mean, if there's biddies out there, if you're looking to move in with the Stallion, I am all business. All
right, whoa. You don't want that.
You
ain't going
to live with listeners? You are desperate.
Yeah. I've never seen someone more so desperate for
Like, it's just a bad dilemma that I'm in, and I don't know where the hell to go.
I don't think it matters, because she already knows that you're living at home. She's post-college and living at home, so there's no judgment there. Right.
Well, I'm not worried about the judgment.
No, that's part of it.
It is a small part, yes.
All right, so there's no rush there. She accepts you for all your flaws already.
Shit, so many flaws. So many.
I don't really understand this. You don't want to date her.
I do want to date her,
but you don't want to date her if you live at your parents' house. So you would rather get zero sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to occasional sex in a car. Yeah.
Well, no. Here's I'm thinking out loud, and I'm trying to help you out on the fly here. This is exactly how you need to play this. All right, this is the Matt playbook right here. Mm-hmm. I have it right in front of you.
Nobody had more sex in high school than Matt Valdez.
I know. I am an expert.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. The drunks always say I lost my virginity at 13. That's not true. It was 12. I'm teasing. Not really. I'm teasing. This is what you do. After you see Creed 3, and she's all turned on by Michael B. Jordan, and you're giving your goodbye kiss while you're in the car.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You kiss her so sensually. All right. You put out all the stops. I'm talking about boob grab, butt grab, whatever you got to do. Ear nibble. All right.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. No.
But okay. And then you get her turned on to where like she like maybe is like touching your crotch. Okay,
I'm gonna pull my pants down.
And then when she touches your crotch, this is what you need to do. You got to be a man. You got to say, no. I don't want to do this in a place like this. Okay. We gotta find a more appropriate venue. That's what you got to do. And you put it on her. Okay, and you put it on her where she starts thinking about, oh my God, I want to have sex with Ryan, but where am I going to do this? And then it's on her to come up with how the hell she's going to figure it out. Because if she's just going to, then you won't feel so bad if she just wants to jump your bones in the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know it stinks. You don't want to do that, but it takes it off of you because now you don't feel like a creep that's banging a girl in a car. It's her that's making the decision, or it's her that's making a decision to go get a hotel. It's her that's making a decision to sneak you into her parents' house. You get what I'm saying? By turning down an advance from her in the car, all of a sudden it puts the pressure back on her to figure out where you're going to do the deed.
But he's not talking. Boom. No, here's why you're wrong. He's not talking about a one-time thing.
I know.
He can find a one time to have sex with her at his parents' house. Or apparently he used to have sex with her all the time at his grandma's house.
Grandma used to let me use the basement.
This is a weird family. Okay, his Gammy lived across. Gammy lived across the street.
And right? I bet she was half deaf, and so that thing would be pounding.
She but, was.
Okay, so but
she had hearing aids. Took him out at night.
Claire, is that you?
Nope.
But Nana passed away recently.
Oh, she did.
So the house
last few years
has been sold.
It's gone. Haunted.
It's gone. It's gone now.
So the sex pad is gone.
It's gone. And all so right. this is where I am.
Here's his, he can't, this girl has options, and she's actually a pretty gal, very pretty, much more, much prettier than I thought.
Out of Ryan's league.
Out of his very league, much for so. Sure, right? I've, when I think of Stallion, I think of 68-year-old chain-smoking pigs in Myrtle Beach.
I don't chain-smoking pigs. God, man, take it easy.
Well, sorry, I haven't almost, seen, I've never seen.
Pieces of yeah.
I almost spit out my don't sleep. She is so out of your out of
I
your
know. Life.
Holy jamoli.
I kind of want to see like a video of that.
How did, holy jamoli.
I know.
Clary.
So he can't blow this. Like this is a once in a lifetime.
It's not. It's a second.
It's a once in a
second in a lifetime.
No, I just mean like for,
I get
for
it,
some
I
reason this girl likes you and I
know.
Can't
that,
figure
it is out. It is wild.
Is this
it
Clary
is wild.
When he's young.
No.
Oh, that's
not that's
it.
That was,
that's, I was
that
say,
was
that's
the,
not your name.
That was the guy after.
Oh, that's after?
Yeah.
She still has,
she has
photos.
A type. Hold on. Yeah. She definitely has a type. Look. That's not young Claire.
Yeah. But
all right, sorry.
No,
so
no,
he
good.
Needs, but I don't understand. I mean, he likes her. He just doesn't want to date her because he can't have
no,
a place to have
it seems
sex
like
with
he,
her.
He seems like he wants to date her, but he doesn't want the physical part of it. Because if they start dating, then they're going to start getting physical. And then he feels ashamed about being physical with something that's so immature.
Yes.
Is that kind of what I'm...
Yes. I can't do car sex. Like, I just can't. I can't. Like, look at me. Like, yes, I've lost weight, but I can't. Like, it's just, I cannot
no, I
do
don't
it.
Dude, I don't blame
what
you.
What about park sex?
Whoa.
I mean, what are we in a trap? That's like felony charges, pal. It's the same as school. Like if you have sex at school.
Sex.
I'm pretty sure it's what? Like a pedophile charge or something.
Yeah, tell me. Yeah.
What are you doing? On trap. Yeah.
Wait, you guys have never had any sort of public sex?
Not at a park. Like I've had it at like a metro parking lot in Dunloring.
Like, same thing. But
no,
that was probably in your. What about in the woods?
Ooh. No, I mean,
it's almost summertime, right? The weather's turning. We're going to be having a lot of foliage out there.
Foliage? Is it foliage?
Maybe. Foliage?
Foliage.
There's a lot of foliage out there. Yeah. Okay. Right. A lot of cover
that's
for
true.
Ryan to be having sex in the woods.
what's that, a bear in the woods? What's that leaf rustling?
I don't know. What are some other options?
I'm thinking.
Here's I got a couple of my own.
What about boat sex? You don't have a boat.
I have a friend with a
boat. I got
that. Boat sex. Hold on. What's the island that you go to in the summer all the time that's by
Cherry
King George?
Grove. Colonial Beach.
Colonial Beach sex.
No, that's 2 hours away.
An hour and a half.
Hey, he would do it for he would wait 90 minutes to go bang her.
All right. I would.
For 90 seconds.
How about,
90 minutes for 90
how
seconds.
About this place? How about this place that's not 2 hours away? The lactation room. Now, this is not assistant brand manager Drab speaking. Matt Cahill.
You are a suit, so be careful.
Yeah, I'm doing a radio show here. This is
hypothetical.
This is
just
on-air personality.
Why is your
here.
Eye winking right now?
Okay. Why doesn't he bring her to the radio station? Saturday night.
I got it.
I mean, any night.
I got it. This is what he does. He sets up a date at Gordon Ramsay's new restaurant, which is close by here.
Mm.
Has a nice dinner. Maybe she gets a little tipsy with some wine and say, "Hey, babe, you want to go see where I work? This is where I work, blah, 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 blah. Ooh, lactation room. That's funny. Let's go in there."
No, he needs a regular spot. I'm talking about a regular spot. Not a one-off or something like that. He needs a place to f***. Okay? Yeah. Just like on the regular, they're hooking up.
No, but here's the thing is that he's going to have the same sentiment of about car sex as he will lactation room. This is what it is. It's a huge... His penis won't get hard when he's in a tight quartered place.
Lactation room is pretty big.
It's not. I'm there. There a lot.
It's Awad's old office.
It's kind of my own new office now.
All right. Well, it's a lot bigger than a car, backseat of a car.
Yeah. Okay. That's true.
But that's the hang up is that he feels inadequate because he's doing sex in all these places. That's the problem. The lactation room is going to turn into car sex 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
I know the road is going down.
Yeah.
It's a tough road. It's a bumpy
road. You
know
what you need? You need broskies to pitch in a pad.
All right. Like an hourly hotel?
No. Not an hourly hotel. He needs to find people who are older listeners that have gumas on the side that are paying for like an apartment complex and I don't know, Chantilly.
Or, I have these sites.
An Airbnb that's not being used.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Alexandria.
He's
got the code.
Someone who has a lot of Airbnb properties. and like wine country Leesburg.
Exactly.
That aren't going used. And for you to use it, you can do the sheets, clean up,
mm-hmm.
make sure you
mm-hmm.
turn the electricity off before
yep.
you leave. Boom. Leave the key under the mat.
It's not a bad idea.
I guarantee you he's going to have someone DM him and say, hey, I'm a slumlord and nobody's yeah. renting from my place in Forest Heights. Right?
Hey, I like the idea that you're bringing up.
Let me ask you a question. If you had a boning pad mm-hmm. in Oxon Hill, would you drive all the way to Oxon Hill and stay the night in someone's one-bedroom apartment?
For just the night? Just to do the deed?
Yes.
Yes, I would do it. Yes, I would. I would drive there. 100%.
Oxon Hill's not that far.
I know. I'm just wondering.
Still,
like,
it's in Maryland.
If you'll go out of the way.
I would, yes. I'm pretty desperate.
All right. Well, what are the chances, honestly? Give me a percentage that you move out of your parents' house.
Let's say by the summer, I'll say 50-50.
50-50.
I need some people to come with me because I can't afford it myself.
No, he's waiting for mortgage rates to go down.
No, no. He said he asked all his boys to rent. He wanted to do what everybody does and rent a room in Clarendon, rent a house in Clarendon.
Oh, the bro house.
Do yep. the bro house. Right?
I've done the bro house. Okay. Bro house is fun.
We had six
people in a bro house.
I'm trying to do that.
He said he wants the grossest, tiniest room.
Okay. All right.
Cheap. That's all I hear.
He asked all the broskies, hey guys, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Everyone to a man told him,
not with you.
No.
No thanks. I like living at home with mommy and daddy.
Dude.
He's got loser friend after loser
yeah.
friend.
That's true.
All they want to do is save money.
You know, you have, it's actually required. In order to be a proper man, you have to live with at least three other guys at some point in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
100%. I agree with that.
Drab, wouldn't you say so? You weren't listening.
No, I was. I lived with, but I did that in college.
Yeah, no, college
I was
counts.
Done yes. with that after college.
Yeah, college counts.
I was in the living
by
myself.
I never lived with like over four bros.
You had the Vienna house.
Oh, the Vienna house. Vienna house was a show.
So much. Never mind. All right. Well, Clary, good luck
to you.
We'll be rooting for you. Tweet us. Send us a DM if you got a spot, an Airbnb spot or a flop house for Clary to occupy with his very attractive girl. Not girlfriend yet. He's working on it, though. And you like her. You have feelings for her already.
We're getting there. We're getting there, yeah.
He's rekindling.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back,
yeah.
There's a lot of lurch I want to talk about from the show this week.
Right.
Two things. Number one, the fact that he has no idea what Indiana Jones is. And number two, his burgeoning softball career when he's going to be basically the new Davy Johnson.
All right. I love it. We'll be right back here listening to Bit Season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
by football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here. And the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 76. Before we get into Jason's shenanigans this week, we got to thank Mike and our friends over at Don't Sleep Energy.
We love Don't Sleep. We're all drinking them right now. You see EB drinking them all throughout the show.
We're
going to
start charging
NBC.
EB.
We do.
Yeah.
I mean, he's taking our stash here.
Yeah.
If you need a little extra rush, if you want to be just a sex machine like the Stallion
That's right. Over here,
check out our friends at Don't Sleep Energy Drink, the best energy drink we've had in many, many years. The hype is out of control. Don't Sleep Energy.
It tastes so good.
Don't Sleep Energy Drink can be found at don'tsleepenergy.com, duh. Or you can go to Amazon, type in Don't Sleep Energy Drink, and get it from Amazon. But if you go to the website, you'll get 10% off every order if you use the promo code BITTY. We love Don't Sleep. It's not just caffeine. There's taurine, B-group vitamins, all kinds of good stuff that you need to get you through the day. That's don'tsleepenergy.com, the official drink of Bit Season.
Official drink. Mm. I love it. I think it tastes good.
Very good.
I'm a no-sugar guy.
Same.
I've gotten
used to it, yeah.
Gotten hooked to it.
All right. You want to talk about the papa?
I want to talk about the papa.
All right.
First of all, before we get into Jason coaching softball, I thought it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Not just Jason, but Jason led the charge. That three out of the four guys had no idea what Indiana Jones is or matter of fact, who Short Round is.
Well, it was stunning, but it was the fact that they were just so dismissive of it.
Yeah, like Indiana Jones is like a cultural phenomenon.
It's Americana is what it is.
And we major in Americana here.
We do. And it was
nostalgia, Americana, the A's.
Now, here's the real question. Has Ryan Clary seen Indiana Jones?
I'm going to be honest. I have not.
Oh, my God.
I know. I've heard of it. I've been to the Disney World adventures and all that.
As my friend Chad likes to say, you know things happened before you were born.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, that's kind of self-centered, right?
It is that. You know, I'm a piece of crap.
It's
one of the greatest trilogies ever. It might be better than the Star Wars. Actually, I would say it's better than the Star Wars trilogy.
Well, I'm not a Star Wars guy, so that's fine.
Yeah, but you have to see it.
Okay, you know what? I'll see it by next week's show. How about
that?
What
do you know about Indiana?
Yeah.
I know he's got a big adventure and he's going through caves. And I think he has like a whip or something that he brings around. And that's like his weapon of choice, I think. And there's like a big rolling rock coming down to kill him or something.
Wouldn't you be disappointed if you
have kids and
they've never seen the Hunger Games or something, right? You'd be like, what's wrong with you, kid?
I mean, yeah. Like, yeah, but...
yeah. Not that the Hunger Games is as good as Indiana Jones. What was that hand signal? Yeah.
That was a
good whistle. What was the hand signal they did?
Oh, the two fingers.
Right, yeah. So, yeah.
Of course,
you'll be disappointed if little Ryan has.
I volunteer as tribute. You said that in front of your kids. They had no idea what you were talking about.
I mean, yeah, I would be disappointed. Right, I'll watch it soon. How about that?
All right. Well, you're young, so I'm going to give you a pass.
We can't start giving these young people a pass for now.
Okay. I'm telling him to see it. But he didn't grow up when it was in theater and Harrison Ford, the biggest movie star on the planet, like the Junkies did.
That's the amazing thing is because Indiana Jones was like literally mid-80s, right?
Yeah. The problem is those guys think back then, like if it wasn't sports, you were a dork.
I know, but here's the thing is they were how old? How old were they? 10 years old? 11 years old?
No, they were born in 1972, right?
Yeah, so what? They were 13, 14?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know all the years Indiana Jones came out, but
Temple of Doom was like 84 or something.
Right.
So yeah. That is prime Indiana Jones. If I was a kid back then, I would beg my mom to get me a whip. And then she'll go to the closet and get the one Dad uses on.
It's the greatest theme song. It's a great adventure story. All of them.
I mean, it's Steven Spielberg.
Everybody knows Short Round. Also, he's in Goonies.
Yeah, Goonies too.
Great movie.
Oh, you have seen Goonies.
Uh-huh. Rocky Road, Ice Cream.
I think Goonies is overrated, but.
Yeah, kind of, but.
Most people like it. Oh, but I've seen it.
It's okay. Yes, but I've seen it.
But to not know who Short Round is and not even to know the reference, it was kind of weird. I don't know. Not weird, disappointing.
It was disappointing.
But why do they always...
Why do they make it like you're a loser if you don't see it? That's because that's what they do. Like they are scared to admit that they've seen something like that. You know what I mean?
Why don't they know anything about pop culture?
I don't know, because Eric does this with Star Wars all the time. And it's not like you have to be some Star Wars nut. It's just, it's something you know.
Outside of Cakes. I'm taking Cakes is very well versed.
This
Cakes
this
has seen it.
I mean, Diatribe doesn't have anything to do with Cakes.
No, because Cakes, I couldn't believe it either. But for the other guys are a little too cool for school sometimes.
That's a perfect way to describe it. Too cool for school. And number one, you're 53 years old. No one's going to shove you in a locker.
I know, but they were the locker shovers.
Is that what it is?
Yes, they were a bully. Of course, EB was a bully. Him and Jason probably big bullies at DeMatha.
I know. They probably went to the chess club and then rounded up every single person who wore an Indiana Jones hat and shoved them in their locker or gave them a swirly.
Yeah.
So you're just saying they're reverting back to their bully days.
At its core, their reflex and their defense mechanism.
Oh, you know, also, you know what it is, too? I just figured it out. They were bullies in high school.
Yeah.
All they do is talk about high school nowadays. And everybody from DeMatha knows everybody, right? They see each other at the smoker all the time. And they were the guys who made fun of the nerds that watched Indiana Jones. So they can't admit they know what Indiana Jones is because they're still in communication with half the class of DeMatha
at the smoker every Christmas.
At the smoker from the class of 1988. That's exactly what it is.
Do you think any of them, besides Cakes, has seen Back to the Future?
No, they don't.
Same kind of.
It's the same concept.
What about the Naked Gun?
I love Naked Gun. Not bring Naked Gun into this. You know I love Naked Gun.
I love Naked Gun. I'm a fan of Naked Gun.
You think it's not funny when he's stalling at the Oscars?
No. Naked Gun and Leslie Nielsen is one of the greatest acting performances of all time.
Naked Gun 2.5, and Naked Gun 33 in the third.
All right, let me think of some other trilogies out there.
Well, Aliens.
No, that's sci-fi. That is absolutely not. But what about the pirate movies?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I know they're older. They were adults when it came out. But
no, there's no chance.
I would say that not one of them has seen a pirate movie.
All Eric does is but make he fun does, of Johnny Depp.
But he loves Johnny Depp. Why does he even love Johnny Depp if he's never seen Pirates?
I don't know. What about Godfather?
Godfather, I think probably they have some sort of passing reference because it's a manly film. It's about, you know, killing each other.
Mafia,
money, all that kind of stuff.
They can't
Star
recite.
Wars, absolutely not. Lord of the Rings.
Luca Brasi speech.
No. Lord of the Rings, no way.
No chance.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll be honest, Lord of the Rings even too dorky for me.
It's bad.
I'm not doing Hobbits. Okay.
All right, hold on. I need to find some more.
No,
Rocky.
Well, no, that's sports.
That's sports.
And then also, that's JP.
JP's obsessed with Rocky. He named a book after him.
JP came in here and gave a 10-minute review of Creed. And no one else had seen Creed. Also, I want to put this out there. JP's got to stop giving away the endings to movies.
I know. We didn't get a chance to talk about it today.
And, you know, it's so weird because when JP is talking glowingly about Creed 3, he doesn't give it away. But when I'm in here gassing up the whale to Cakes, he literally gave the ending of the whale out to everyone else. I couldn't believe it. I was dumbfounded. That was my tilt of the week.
All right. So he ruined the movie for Cakes.
Well, it's just anybody who wanted to see the movie, he ruined it. And I was just trying to hype it up and saying, hey, you should see it. It's a depressing movie, but it's kind of good.
What about the Mighty Ducks?
Big Mighty Ducks fan.
I know. I'm just appealing about these right now.
I mean, you're just playing the hits. Right? big fan of the Bash Brothers.
Everyone loves the Mighty
Ducks. And
everyone
knows that D2 is better than the original.
Is D2 the one with the Iceland guys?
Yes. Yeah. They played the guys in the Iceland and like the junior world.
Connor Banks, was it? Banks?
Yeah, Connor Banks.
Yeah. Comes over, yeah.
The Triple Deke. Who is the knuckle
Let
puck?
Me ask Ryan something. Finish this sentence. Ducks fly.
Pucks die.
Oh my God.
You failed the task.
I'm sorry. I haven't seen whatever that is.
Ducks fly together.
Oh. That sounds cute, man.
Flying V.
Flying V.
Oh, couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you.
You have no idea what the flying V is?
Nope.
You got. I'm asking you to see.
Oh, ducks flying in a V.
Yeah.
Yes, but in relation to hockey. You know how cool it was when you went out and you played street hockey with your boys, and then you got into a flying V and pretended you were the Mighty Ducks?
That was the point. The Mighty Ducks hockey team had a formation formed after real ducks called the Flying.
I'm sure.
You gathered
where,
behind
you
the goal.
You know where the puck was.
Yeah.
I got size for, what was his name, Reed, the guy who shot the puck 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, knuckle puck.
Yeah. But yeah, I forget his real name, but I think it was Reed.
I got size.
Silly.
I got
I'll
size
check it
for
out.
The. I got size for the figure skater.
Yeah. Okay. So we're getting in line. All right. Well, those are some of the trilogies they definitely have not seen or have no interest in. They're missing out.
Hey, what was your favorite Indiana Jones?
Last
the one with
Crusade.
The Nazis.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I get them a little confused now. I get them a little. Probably Temple of Doom, because I love it when he says you chose poorly, and then they turn to dust.
No, that was the third one.
That was Last Crusade.
With the Holy Grail. You chose poorly.
I've seen the fourth one, The Crystal Skull, which I think I'm probably the only one that saw that movie.
Uh-huh.
They bend the knee at the
more Nazis. They love the Nazi bit. And I will see the fifth one when it comes out in theaters.
Hey, I actually got a little size for the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. And with Shy?
No. Well, that's when... Do you know who Shia LaBeouf is?
Yeah, I know Shia LaBeouf.
Okay.
He
was supposed to be the next Indiana Jones, but the movie kind of bombed, and so they went away from that. Like, it was basically, no pun intended, a passing of the torch. You didn't get that. That was a reference from Valdez. A lot of torches in Indiana Jones.
Okay.
One more trilogy. One more trilogy that I'm fond of.
All right.
I don't think the Junks, but... The Mummy.
Oh, okay.
That's a bit of a blind spot for me. I've seen Mummy. The Scorpion King, but I don't
Brendan
remember.
Brendan Fraser, Academy Award winning Brendan Fraser, where he's hunting for artifacts.
I mean, I know I've seen it. I just don't really remember.
And in the Lost City of Hammurabi.
I've heard Valdez talk about The Mummy a million times. He never piqued my interest to actually watch it.
You know why? It's because... The opening scene's kind of hot.
I don't know what it was. A lot of sex.
In Egypt, the pharaoh's wife was making out with the shaman, but the pharaoh's wife is covered in gold paint, so in case anyone touched her, the pharaoh would know that she was being violated. And they kissed, and the gold paint smeared, and had him mummified. Kind of hot. The gold paint's kind of hot.
All right.
Just look it up.
Oh, you kind of actually worked that time. Now I'm a little bit interested. all right, you want to talk about softball?
Oh, yeah. The softball. Can someone tell me why Jason is coaching softball? What's his relationship to Briarwoods? Is he doing this because he has a friend who is the head coach and he got rope-a-doped into it?
My tinfoil hat theory was that it's...
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Trace McSorley's parents are somehow involved in this softball program because he is tight with Trace McSorley's parents. He's made that known. That is just my personal theory. that he is somehow tied into this softball
program. Well, remember, Jason has a thing for young college athletes.
Mm.
I know. And he, do you remember this week where he started out of nowhere talking about a University of Arizona baseball player?
He's got more baseball players than Tom Amansky drills.
He never mentions these people until they have college athlete kids. All right, and it's only my good friend Ryan. He's got a son who plays star center fielder for the Wildcats in Tucson.
But this is kind of what I think is a possibility that Jason does have a family friend who's the coach. Okay, and he got roped.
But did his girls go to Briarwoods?
Maybe I don't know either.
I forget.
So there's some sort of connection there. But I'm thinking that, remember, Jason has vaguely referenced that they have a stud pitcher who's going to play D1 ball.
They have two.
Yeah.
I think maybe the head coach is the father of one of those stud pitchers.
That's a good theory.
Do you like that theory?
All right. So he's getting in tight.
He's getting in tight. And then he can say when she goes to Tennessee or Florida or UCLA or Oklahoma, whatever softball mm-hmm. factory she goes to, that Jason can say, yeah, I coached her. I coached Jen Sims.
No, mm-hmm. it's not that he coached her. It's that I'm going to Westwood this weekend, UCLA, to watch her pitch. He's taking a trip.
Davenport.
Yeah.
Rome to Omaha.
We're going to Knoxville, baby. Weekend in Tennessee.
Weekend at Gainesville. Right. Big rivalry.
He's got the SEC or something, girl. Trip planned out already.
Hey, I got to take that week off. I'm heading to Little Rock.
You know what? I think you're on to something.
I'm going to Norman.
Yeah, 100%. You're on to something.
It has to do with
the
that,
story,
right?
Not the story, but him, Jason, only being friends with people who are elite like him.
Because I can't see Jason just being like so bored.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
what's the end game? You have to always think that with Jason. What's in it for him?
Jason, and also, Jason loves Jason time. And what I mean
he
by
loves
that,
the cocktail on the porch.
Cocktail on the porch, time with his dog, being in bed at 7:30 with the covers on, watching games. Mm-hmm. That's Jason time. Jason loves himself some Jason time. But what would get him out of bed to do that? And like Eric always says, Jason is the most calculated man in the world.
Yeah.
And he's already buying stock low. He's buying these penny stocks with high school athletes. And I think that's what he's doing right now.
You know what, Valdez? I think you hit the nail on the head. I think it's a better theory than mine.
Yeah.
And I don't have a theory, but I think that's a great call. There's a star pitcher that he wants to go down.
That he's getting his hooks into.
Right. And there's two of them. He said there was two of them. So
I want this is what also I wonder if they're related, like they're sisters,
maybe, or close friends. Maybe they'll go to college together.
Do you know what we need to do? We need to see the team photo. We need to see the yearbook.
Uh-huh.
Because if the father has the last name as one of the players, then
why does it matter? Why does it have to be the coach's daughter? Why can't it just be someone in the stands' daughter?
A little more Jason coached.
It seems a little more just because the relationship between the star athlete and Jason.
But Jason doesn't need to do all that work to move in on somebody.
No, I think there needs to be some sort of groundwork, right?
It's a lot of work.
Jason just wants to say, I taught her that curveball.
What about the fact that he's assistant coach and he's calling out of practice?
No, because it's at 8?
Because it's indoors.
I kind of appreciate that.
Yeah, but he's the coach. He made a commitment. He can't stay up late every once in a while.
Do you know I've been asked to coach?
Coach what?
A mutual friend of ours who coaches asked me.
Who? What? Write his name down.
I don't know.
All right.
Oh, man.
Oh, all right.
He asked me to.
What do you know about that sport?
Oh,
are you?
Oh no! Wait! You're not listening. Okay. You're not listening. He asked me to coach the golf team.
Oh, really? They got an opening?
I think he would make one. I think this person coach is has to go out and coach it every now and then. He's like the assistant coach.
Yeah.
And then the other coach doesn't
they
show
must
up.
Have a they have a poopy guy. I've seen that guy's golf swing. It ain't that silly. I mean, he's better than me, but I would say he's golf coach quality. Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna be so better. but that mutual friend has asked me to coach that high school golf team. Oh, this person also likes to claim that he's 2-0 in matches. Not in real life, though. I've seen him in the turkey shootout.
What do you think about that? Could you do it?
I don't know. It sounds like a big commitment.
It is a massive commitment.
But also, I don't know.
Girls or boys golf?
Both. It's co-ed.
Yeah. Yes, he's right.
What do you mean?
I played high school golf.
So, yeah, they can't really fill out a roster that big for high school golf.
So do the girls compete against
sometimes.
The girls, though?
Yeah, no, it's based
in,
off of like
in the conference tournaments, yes, they do.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'd have the patience.
You know what
I mean?
Because no, but you're a good instructor.
I am?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, that's right. I taught drab.
I mean, you are, you're patient. I do think you're patient on the golf course. You like to show off a little bit.
You like to have fun.
I'm
a fun coach.
You're a strickler for the rules, though, and etiquette. Uh-huh. You won't have them crouching over to put the ball on the tee like I do.
I think I yelled at Drab because of his outfit that he wore to the country club that we were at. I actually
remember that vividly.
I actually told Drab, I said, you got to turn your hat around.
No, that wasn't it.
Oh.
I showed up to Army Navy Club, and I went to the driving range. Okay, we're not even playing. I went to the driving range wearing a T-shirt, and he goes, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "You can't wear that here." He goes, "You have to go home or go to your car and put on a collared shirt." I'm like, dude, we're at the driving range.
At a country club.
It's true. It is a little different.
You can't wear your. Your Big Johnson T-shirt.
It wasn't a Big Johnson. It was a Big Nike. I'm so sure it was a Big Johnson. I would love to wear a Big Johnson T-shirt
to the driving room. And I look at him and I go, oh my. No, it might have been a No Fear. It was one of those two.
I'm sure.
Although I was giving him a lesson. What were the things that I was teaching you?
It was before the first Purple Heart we ever played.
Yes, it was. And I said I haven't swung a golf club
in 10 years. And you said, come on out. We'll get warmed up.
Yeah,
you know?
And also I gifted him his clubs that day.
You did. And I still use them to this day. I love those clubs.
And they're still dusty.
Yeah. There we go. I like them.
What was one of the things I taught you?
To remember.
Remember?
No. I'm about these laws, but I don't want to get fired. All right.
No, DM Drab. He'll tell you.
All right. Look at the time.
Yeah, look at the time.
All right.
Has something to do with short round.
Yeah. All right. We had a good show today, and thank you guys for listening. We'll be back.
Yeah. Happy Wednesday.
No, it's Thursday.
Oh.
What are you saying? We had a good week of shows, and we'll see you on Friday on The Junkies. Take care, everybody.
See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Yeah.